You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Kate Fitzpatrick, the CEO and founder of Kate Fitzpatrick Consulting, an independent firm focusing on custom social media and public relations strategies. Kate, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me, Eric.
Hey, you're welcome. So first of all, why did you start your business? Let's start there.
Sure. So like a lot of people, I started my business out of necessity after I had a baby, my daughter, 2 years ago, and I wanted to continue working and just having that professional and intellectual stimulation and you know, continue that part of my life, but I really wanted it to be on my terms and on my schedule a little bit more than it had been in the past. So I had been working on communications and social media for a nonprofit called the TJ Martell Foundation, helping them to raise money for cancer and AIDS research. So I was lucky enough to transition to a consulting role with them, and I gradually took on additional clients from there.
So what would set you apart from other social media managers?
You know, a lot of social media managers and public relations managers out there today will just dive into a company on a consulting basis and tell them exactly what they need to do. I really sit down and listen to my clients' goals before I recommend a strategy. You know, I feel like people, especially who are in social media, really like to hear themselves talk. And I really like to hear my clients talk. And I like to use social media and public relations to really shine a spotlight on those businesses. I really just listen to my clients' goals and have a really thorough conversation before building any strategy for them. I also really value quality over quantity. I feel like, people really need to take a look at the posts that they're posting to their social media networks and really just value quality over, you know, feeling like you need to reach a certain quota of posts per day, per week, per month. That's a bit about what sets me apart. I am also doing this because I truly want to help people. I've always wanted to help people, and I was never exactly sure what form that would take, but I want to help other people succeed in business, and I want to help them be healthier because I've had health problems, and people close to me have had health problems, and I think these two things go hand in hand. So working from that perspective, I think, sets me apart a bit.
Excellent. Now, what advice do you have for other entrepreneurs that are listening in?
You know, when I was building my business, and I'm continuing to build my business, but I feel like every successful entrepreneur who I hear interviewed or whose book I read always says to delegate. And it's really easy as an entrepreneur to feel like I have to have control over every aspect of my business. But asking for help is really essential, and it's allowed me to grow my business since I've hired an assistant and I can delegate some things to her that are just not in my best interest to be working on. So if I can hand over some projects to her and then spend more time and energy with my clients doing what I love, that's really my advice for other entrepreneurs. And I really have been lucky enough to surround myself with people who support me and support my business and believe in what I'm doing. So if other entrepreneurs can, find people who support them, whether it's networking groups or, just family and friends, telling people what you want to do and asking for help has really helped me. So that's always the advice I give to other people who are trying to start businesses or are in the early stages.
Now today we're joined by Kate Fitzpatrick, the CEO and founder of Kate Fitzpatrick Consulting, an independent firm focusing on custom social media and public relations strategies here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tell me, with all that you've got going on, how do you take care of yourself?
You know, I feel like I'm ahead of the game because luckily most of my clients make me healthier. So I have a chiropractor who's amazing, Dr. Mara Tabarez, whose social media I help with. And I also go to her for adjustments on a regular basis. So she helps make me healthier, as well as a Pilates instructor whose Facebook I handle. And then she gives me sessions. And I learn about my clients' businesses that way. So that's a pretty cool insight I get to have. I've also become a big believer in meditation. And I've found that at this point in my life with a baby and a business and everything going on, if I can just find a few minutes each day to sit and breathe and not move and not think and not drive, it really makes me a lot calmer and clearer for the rest of the day. But since I am very focused on health and wellness, I get a lot of sleep. I eat pretty healthfully most of the time. I get to the gym a couple times a week and spend time with my family and friends. And I've also become pretty intuitive, so I try to follow my gut and listen when it's telling me that I need to slow down and ask for help, and that really helps me take care of myself.
And how should, on a business note, how should small businesses be using social media right now?
You know, I tell my clients all the time that they should focus on one platform at a time and master that platform before you move on to another. There are so many platforms out there. People feel like there's another one every day that they need to get to know and master and utilize. But I really recommend starting with Facebook and LinkedIn because these are like 411 for business. So if you have a business, you need a Facebook business page. So start there, and once you're comfortable with Facebook and LinkedIn, then you can move to Google Plus and Twitter and Pinterest depending on how you want to be promoting your business and what your goals are. But like I said before, I also would go for quality over quantity when it comes to your posts. And you always need to remember that none of us are in a vacuum. We have to remember to interact with other businesses online so that your brand name is showing up in front of other people's followers, and that will get you more followers. And above all, just make sure your content is useful and informative so that you're establishing yourself as the expert in your field, whatever your field is, and that way people will keep coming back to you as the expert. So those are some of my tips for small businesses.
Very good information. How about telling us, for those mompreneurs out there, what resources can you recommend for the mompreneur?
You know, I've been lucky enough to be part of a group called Believe, Inspire, Grow, which is a national organization for female entrepreneurs and women in business. So there are a lot of mompreneurs. There are people, you know, women at very different stages of their careers just coming together and supporting each other. So I would definitely go online to believeinspiregrow.com. They've been just absolutely invaluable to me in growing my business and extending my network. So they have pods all over the country. So I'm part of one of the pods in Connecticut, and they are in New Jersey and Chicago and Boston, all over the country. Meetup.com is also a fantastic resource if you're looking to network with other people and, you know, connecting with other moms through Facebook and Twitter. If you're on Twitter or on Pinterest and you're using hashtags like mompreneur or work-at-home mom, you'll find a lot of people to connect with that way. And mompreneurs are amazing. I started out in the old boys club of magazine publishing, so this is just a brave new world, and it's just wonderful to see how supportive mompreneurs can be of each other. So I really love working with them.
How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about your company and to consider your services at Kate Fitzpatrick Consulting?
I would love for people to go to my website, katefitzpatrick.com. It has lots of information about my blog, my services, and a bunch of great resources on there. So katefitzpatrick.com.
And in conclusion, if there's any parting advice for the entrepreneur listening in, what would that be?
You know, I just say, if you can dream it, you can do it. If you had told me a couple of years ago that I would be working for myself and building my own company, I probably wouldn't have believed it. But I just kind of followed where my life took me and learned from people around me and really created the life that that I wanted, and my eyes are always open. I'm always, looking to learn throughout the course of my day. So whether it's a business book that I'm reading or a conversation I'm having with someone who's in a mentoring role, I really try to never stop learning about life and business and health. And I think that's a really, could be a good attitude for a lot of people in this type of business.
Well, certainly appreciate your coming on. I really enjoyed the information and getting to know you. She is Kate Fitzpatrick, the CEO and founder of Kate Fitzpatrick Consulting, an independent firm focusing on custom social media and public relations strategies. And the website of reference once again is katefitzpatrick.com. Kate, thanks so much for joining us today on Enterprise Radio, and continued success to you and your company.
Thanks so much, Eric. Have a great day.
You too. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.